This is Will Houck for KNVC and Nevada Capital News. For the third and final installment of my series on the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Elko, Nevada, I wanted to focus on the younger musicians who performed this year, Corb Lund, Coulter Wall, and Andy Hedges. These guys represent the future of the gathering, and their performances were some of my favorites of the weekend. I had a chance to interview Corb Lund about the gathering via email. I asked Corb the question, where do you see your place in cowboy and Western culture? This is his response. That's an interesting question. I'm not sure. A chronicler of sorts, I guess. I have deep cowboy roots. My great-grandfathers ranched in Utah. Both of them came up to Alberta around the turn of the century to homestead, and they ranched there their whole lives. My grandpas and my parents had cattle, and were all pro-rodeo people as well. Cousins, uncles, etc. I grew up around rodeo and cattle. That was my entire childhood. But at about 15, I got into music and bought a guitar, and most of my efforts from that point on were 110% focused on music. It was kind of an obsession. So although I grew up immersed in cowboy stuff, I'm not nearly the hand my grandpas were, or a lot of the characters in my songs or anyone else who worked in that world their whole adult lives. I help out on the place when I get home, but I can't have any cows. I can't even have a cat because I'm hardly home. But my fence fixing game is pretty strong. Seriously though, I find kinship with Western artists that have come before me, Charlie Russell in particular. He moved out from St. Louis as a kid and became a cowboy. They say he never was the best working cowboy, but he was a very sophisticated observer and was responsible for capturing and documenting real Western life of his era, the late 1800s, early 1900s, his paintings. He recorded in his paintings the cowboy gear and ways of doing things, the animals, the landscapes, the Indians on the plains as well. He may have embellished here and there, but if not for his paintings, many things about the Old West would be lost. So I sort of aspire to that kind of role in my own way. On the other hand, I don't blindly worship the Old West. It's my background, and I love it, but I don't live in the past. I try to express what it's like to have grown up a cowboy and be living in the 21st century. I approach the whole thing with a kind of abandon. I mix the past with the present, warts and all. This is a performance from Corb Lund from the weekend.
I got a buddy who I usually run into at Elko. I haven't seen him this year yet. His name's John, but he's a this is for him. He's a horse soldier. I'm a hussar, I'm a hun, I'm a wretched Englishman, routing Bonaparte at Waterloo. I'm a dragoon on a dun, I'm a Cossack on the run, I'm a horse soldier, timeless through and through. Well, I was with Custer in the 7th, 76 or 77, scalped that little bighorn by the Sioux. And the tears and desperation of a once proud warrior nation, this I know, cause I was riding with them too. I drank mare's blood on the run when I rode with Genghis Khan on the frozen Mongol steppe while at his height. Well, I was a white guard, I was a red guard, I was the Tsar's own palace horse guard when Romanov was murdered in the night. Well, I knew Saladin and rode his swift Arabians, harassing doomed crusaders on their heavy drafts. And yet I rode the Percheron against the circling Mohammedan, and once again against myself was cast. Well, I'm a hussar, I'm a hun, I'm a wretched Englishman, routing Bonaparte at Waterloo. I'm a dragoon on a dun, I'm a Cossack on the run, I'm a horse soldier, timeless through and through. Well, I've worn the Mountie's crimson. If you're silent and you listen, you'll know that it was with them that I stood. When Mare Thorpe, she cried as her four horsemen died, gunned down in scarlet cold as blood. And I was the firstest with the mostest when I fought for Bedford Forrest. I suffered General Wilson's Union raid. mine was not to reason why. Mine was but to do or die at Crimea with the charging light brigade. On high from Swiss or Sweden, be me Christian, be me heathen, the devil to the saber I shall put. And with a crack flanking maneuver, I'm a new and all a super striking terror into regiment of foot. Well, I'm a hussar, I'm a hun, I'm a wretched Englishman, riding Bonaparte at Waterloo. Well, I'm a dragoon on a dun, I'm a Cossack on the run, I'm a horse soldier, timeless through and through. Well, I knew my days was numbered. Oh, the trenches lumbered. More modern machinations de la guerre. No match for rapid fire, or the steel birds in the sky, or the final rearguard action I retreat. No match for tangled wire, or the armored engine's whine. Reluctant I retire and take my leave. Today I ride with special forces on them wily Afghan horses, and the storm's Northern Alliance and their thanks. And no matter defeat or victory in battle, it occurs to me that we may see a swelling in our ranks. Well, I'm a hussar, I'm a hun, I'm a wretched Englishman, riding Bonaparte at Waterloo. Well, I'm a dragoon on a dun, I'm a Cossack on the run, I'm a horse soldier, timeless through and through. Yeah, I'm a horse soldier, eternal through and through. Hey!
Thanks.
Coulter Wall is a Canadian from the Saskatchewan province. He's a young musician who is making a name for himself as a proponent of Western and cowboy culture. His most recent album was recorded by Dave Cobb in Nashville, Tennessee, and it's a fantastic work of art. His voice is unique, a deep baritone that stands out amongst the crowd. I got to see him perform twice over the weekend, and both performances were outstanding.
I can't help but feel a little nervous. These guys are a couple of my heroes, so this is kind of weird. But I'm happy to be here, nonetheless. I'm going to do a new song here. Simple little song. It's called Western Swing and Waltzes. East of beautiful Alberta, north of old Montana, living's fine when the springtime's kind to a bovine raisin man. They sort them, stretch them, and tail them down like they did in days gone by. Good slab fence and common sense are ne'er in short supply. The iron still hits the fire, the rope's thrown straight and true, and they scorch their hides till upon their sides brand is showing through. The springtime turns with the coulee's curve, and it's summer once again. We'll be tie-eye oak at the rodeo, and we pray our buddies win. It's Western swing and waltzes, like to wear out your boots. And it's horsehair floors and Louis L'Amour after they close the chutes. They've rode all the rank ones, and the chucks are out of sight. It's Western swing and waltzes in Saskatchewan tonight. Thank you. its western swing and waltzes. Like to wear out your boots and its horsehair floors and Louis L'Amour after they close the chutes. They've rode all the rank ones and the chucks are out of sight. It's western swing and waltzes in Saskatchewan tonight. Western swing and waltzes in Saskatchewan tonight.
Thank you. Andy Hedges is a cowboy poet and songwriter who has made a name for himself at cowboy poetry gatherings around the nation. A native of Texas, he's a student of the history of the genre and adds his own flair to the songs he performs. He also hosts a podcast called Cowboy Crossroads, where he interviews musicians and poets who are known for their contributions to Western culture. I got to see him perform with Michael Martin Murphy and Waddy Mitchell. Here's one of the songs from that performance.
It's just a song the cowboys made up on Night Guard and was sung to an old song called the Lowlands or the Louisiana Lowlands. There's a lot of versions of it. Teddy Blue said he first heard this sung by a black cowboy who worked for Ab Blocker named John Henry. Camped out on the Cimarron and I heard John Henry sing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We left the Nueces River in April 81 with 3,000 longhorn cattle and all they knowed was a run. All right, clear up to San Antone. Got some grub and headed north, as slick as any bone. The Colorado in old Austin town, headed north until we hit Don Store of high renown. Washita was a running full, we got 'em all across. We counted on the other bank and never had a loss. Thank you. was going up north with the Blocker 7 herd, and old Mr. Rapp, he's a moving like a bird. Another storm. This is the damnedest country I've seen since I was born.
I thoroughly enjoyed my time in Elko, and I look forward to returning next year. I hope you've enjoyed hearing from the artists who performed this year. As a native Nevadan, I'm happy that the gathering happens every year. I'm proud that my home state is a key proponent of cowboy and Western culture. I hope it continues for many years to come.
Headed for roundup, going to the big stampede. Old Dick Cosgrove's riding in the lead. Hear the rattling chuck wagon and the snorting buck in the Bronx, heading for Calgary.